Now, you might not think that museum collections, storytelling, and the subtle art of the raconteur have a lot in common, but Tall Tales and True is here to prove you wrong. It's a fun night of stories and historical objects, but it's also designed to test your... it's breakfast. I guess this time of the morning we should call it a balderdash detector. It is the brainchild of self-described collections nut Maxine Carter. Maxine, very good morning to you.
Hi, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming along. Now, I am just fascinated by this. How is the night going to work? Because this is really quite remarkable.
Okay, so this is a night put on by the City of Sydney at Customs House Library. We're taking some objects out of their very sizable collection, a collection that the city keeps. And some of these objects are going to be taken from an exhibition coming up called 175 Objects, 175 Years, which is for the 175th anniversary of the City of Sydney.
I like that theme. That's cool.
So what we're going to do is get three experts in to talk about three different objects. Each of them will propose a history for said object, and only one of them will be true, and our audience will have to try and guess.
And you've got some great experts too. So you've got Zoe Norton Lodge, who people might know from The Checkout, of course, or her novel or any of her storytelling nights.
Yep.
She's amazing. David Cunningham, who is a well-known comedian and also historian.
Yes.
And Jennifer Wong.
That's right. Yes, they're very funny people, all of them. But they're also very serious about their history.
They are history buffs. Yes. I think that's what you've got. It's not going to be easy just to pick the person and go, no, I know they're just a comedian. Yeah. They're clearly the liar.
This is essentially basically a night that all of us are like, yes, we finally get to do history and comedy at the same time.
Now, how did you get so into museum and other collections?
So I am a writer and songwriter, but I have a very strong background in working in museums and art galleries and that kind of thing. So I'm mad about collections and the history of things, really, and the history of places through things. So this is a really good opportunity for me to be able to do some sort of history without having to tell the truth necessarily.
I feel like Sydney's got a lot better about opening up its collections recently. Mm. I mean, because we've got some amazing institutions with some incredible stuff that they've been often gathering dust out the back somewhere for years. And I think we've seen a more open environment to the idea of, let's go through this. Let's have a bit of a play with it. Let's see what's in there and let's get that out to the public.
Definitely. And we sort of had a lot of assistance and access to the collection and access to archivists and curators that keep the collection who were very open to the idea of sort of bending perspective to deliver pretty hilarious histories. And one thing that we tried to do as well with our boulder dashing, as you said.
Yes, I do apologise that we can't say the other one right now.
Is we sort of tried to make it, make all of the boulder dash stories, we tried to make them stand up to a simple Google test. So if you come to the show and you're in the middle of one of the stories and you Google it, we think you won't be able to figure it out.
Now, that's impressive because I hadn't even thought about the role of a smartphone in ruining such a fun event.
We will be asking people to put them away, but presumably someone won't.
Someone's going to.
Yes.
Someone's absolutely going to.
Yes, exactly.
Now, if you had to pick who you think will reign supreme, will it be the balderdashers or will it be the audience?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it really depends on some of the objects that we've got on display. Some of them are quite hilarious. I think it'll be a bit mixed bag, Nick. I think some people will pick the balderdash, but in some cases, I think we might sneak at least one through.
Now, does this mean you've had a bit of a sneak peek of the 175 objects for 175 years as
well? Yeah, we were really lucky to be able to see the objects that are going to be part of the exhibition, which is opening in late October, I think the 25th, and we got to look at them all. We got to look at the catalogues, speak to the curators and archivists, and then sort of narrow it down to a short list and then have a look at them in person, which was really amazing.
Yeah.
And just amazing to be able to have access to those people and sort of sit there and talk to them about what we wanted to do.
There's something about that combination of story and object that really opens up the past a bit. It makes it so real. I mean, you can hear stories, but quite often that's a bit distant no matter how well they're told. But when you're actually seeing something and hearing it described and getting a sense of where it fitted into history, it really changes it up, doesn't
it? That's right. And it's also like for people who are a bit geeky, it's also interesting to sort of talk about something from different perspectives. So in some sense, you know, a bottle might be, you know, the truest story of that bottle might be that it is a good example of a particular manufacturing process. But you could say it's also, you know, this famous person's bottle and blah, 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 and that's why it's significant. So that's the kind of stuff we're trying to play with.
That is cool. So the perspectives of history
that's
as well.
That's right, yeah.
Well, Maxine, it sounds absolutely amazing. It is on 12th of October at that's Customs right. House Libraries.
That's right, from 8 o'clock until 9.
Tickets still available?
I believe so, and they're free. So you just go onto the City of Sydney website and Tall Tales and True, and you should get a hit there. And then just book. It's free. Show up on the night.
That's going to be amazing. We'll make sure there's a link up on 2SER.com as well. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Nick.
Get yourself along. Oh, and I should say it is Auslan translated as well.
It is, yeah.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much, Maxine.